The town of Byrdstown is a thriving place, and the person to tell us the most about what's going on is here with me today here on Local Matters, and that's Mayor Sam Gibson. Mayor, thanks for being here.
Well, nice to be here. Appreciate your invitation.
Yeah, always good to see you. Got to be around you some, and of course, really good friends with some of your children, and talk to that youngest boy quite often, and your youngest daughter is... I'm on the board of the Housing Authority, and she's really a vital part of that place, so I get to see her quite a bit. So you've got some good kids, and you do a good job for Byrdstown, and I appreciate you being here.
Well, I appreciate that, and, you know, the main thing that you said there that I really, really enjoy is the idea that, yeah, I have some great kids.
You
and,
do.
And very fortunate, very blessed, and you know, it's good to get to participate. We do a lot of items together, golf and things together, and you know, we're still a close family, even though some of them live in Cookeville, but that's not too far.
Yeah, and so you've been married for how long now?
Just right at 11 years.
11 years. And you got four children. I know that. Do you ever see any of them following your footsteps into politics?
Well, you know, we never know. I know that my youngest son, whenever I was kind of one of those things during COVID, whenever his wife got married. The preacher got had COVID, and right a week or two before, and we had kind of kidded about the wedding, and they said, "Well, Dad, looks like you may have to marry us." And I said, "Uh-oh, you know, mayors are allowed to do that." Mm-hmm. And I said, "That'd be fine." So during the wedding, you know, we talked about how many things that my son is following in my footsteps doing, because he does a lot of officiating.
Yep.
And when I was in college there at Tennessee Tech, and after, I officiated a lot of the college women's games.
Yep.
And so, you know, he's followed along and doing a lot of the things that I did. So it was, you know, I mentioned all those things in the wedding. And,
yeah.
Well, talked more about him and I than I did, the wedding.
Yeah, but you coached basketball.
I did.
And he's a golf coach.
Right. He, you know, we sports-wise, he's followed right along. Yep. Softball, golf. Basketball, just whatever, you know, because he played he wasn't on the college team, which I played a year at Tech there in the early 70s, back when the basketball, you know, freshmen were on a different squad.
Right.
But he's followed along. He practiced with the girls.
Yeah.
And got to be kind of an athlete and got to register early. And it was, you know, I even mentioned that was kind of following along again.
There you go.
My footsteps there, so.
Well, I know you're proud of all of them, and I enjoy the friendships I have with them. So, we're in past budget season for Byrdstown. I know y'all passed the budget probably before June 30th, right?
We did. We always try to get ours prepared and get everything ready to go and do it all and try to do even our final reading. We do two readings, and our final reading, we always have a special call meeting sometime before July 1 and pass it, and everything went real smooth again. We've got, you know, and even got a good budget. I'm very blessed with that. We've had a good budget, seemed like, for the last 5 or 6 years, and been able to do raises for our employees and yet still have a good budget.
Yeah, so no tax increase this year?
Well, you know, it don't sound real, I guess, but back, you know, whenever we started, budgets were a little tight. We gradually added to our budget and built onto it and built a good, for our small town, built a good fund balance for our general fund. And we've paid our way as we go. We've lowered the tax rate from like 55 cents down to, it's like I say, it's hard to believe, but our tax rate for the city there is like 38 cents.
Wow. Wow. So it's not went up, it's went down.
It's gone down. Yeah. We've gone down for the last few years. And still continuing to carry a really good fund balance for us.
Well, that means your tax base is growing too, right? You're getting more people moving in or putting more businesses in the city limits, and you're gaining from that tax base. So your values, your revenue staying at least the same or going up. You don't have to raise taxes.
Right. That helps a lot. You know, we're not growing as far as size wise. We're growing with a few more businesses because we do have more businesses, and we have some, you know, wonderful eating places, if you know that, from being in Byrdstown. And so, you know, people have been coming out and shopping a little bit more and visiting those places more. And the tax Texas coming in has been good over the last few years.
Well, and I don't want to brag on Stephen Bilbrey too much, but you got a good county executive to work with too, don't you?
Stephen does a great job. He's really good to work with. And that's the thing about Burgetown, Pickett County, and the chamber. We all work together, and whenever all three people there are working together, you know, it seems like you get a lot more accomplished.
Yeah, it's always good to have a good team. So you, no tax increase. You mentioned you've been able to help the employees out with their benefits, and you continue to do that. How many employees does Burgetown have?
We don't have that many. We have about 13 or 14.
Yeah. On a day-to-day basis, Sam, what would you say the phone calls you receive from the public, what are they calling you about? What's the most asked question about something you can do for them?
Well, you know, the biggest calls we have, you know, Burgetown is in charge of all the water throughout the county. We're the only utility district there with the water and the sewer. And people are, you know, number one, they're really tickled that we have in the city free trash pickup for residents.
Right.
And which is becoming a more and more problem in the smaller areas because of the expense of trash pickup, and I think that's having to go up in Pickett County. We're not going to go up in the city, but we're going to be able to absorb that cost ourselves. County's going up because of the transfer costs of transferring the waste from, we don't have a landfill, and we have to transfer it out to Clay County. And they were the only ones that bid on it, so you're kind of limited on who you can get. But people, our main calls are pertaining to water.
Yeah,
you know, water is a big thing. We have any time there's a situation, if we have to, just like in the last couple of weeks, we tied on to a new line, and anytime water's off and then it's turned back on, you're kind of disturbing the sediment that has built up over years around the pipes. And so people are saying, you know, why is my water cloudy? And when is this going to get better? And is it okay to drink? And normally it is. Everything's usually fine. But the only thing is, it takes it a few days to kind of to clear up. And those are things that we really can't control, because that's just part of a water system. And anytime you disturb it, it's going to have a little bit of air that also makes it cloudy looking.
Oh yeah. And so if you're providing water for the whole county, and of course, those customers are paying you all fee for their water, right? Is that the way you earn money for providing water to the county, or does the county also supplement you all somehow?
No, that's the way we get our money, is from the service, from the, okay, you know, the bills of the individual pays. County is really not responsible at any at all for the water or the sewer. That's all left up to the city, so we're in charge of all that.
So when you all have to do improvements to the water lines or even add water lines, the city's paying for that cost, I guess.
City's paying for that, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I think it's great. We mentioned a minute ago about the partnership you have with the county and the chamber and all that, and as long as you're all working together, and especially when it comes to providing such a vital service. I mean, water is one of the most important services we can have, right? We got to have water.
Absolutely. You know, and we sometimes don't realize how important it is until we don't have it.
Right.
Once you don't have it, or it's off for a few days or whatever, or we see other counties and cities around, you know, neighbors. I know Clinton County had some water issues, and I think they really realized how important the water is, and our people did. And we were able to help out a little bit with you know, giving them some water and trying to help, because, you know, whenever counties are, and even if they are in Kentucky, if counties are working together, neighbors, mm-hmm, that was our way of being able to help a little bit, because if we have some problems, we look out, and there's Overton County and Fentress County and Clinton County with a fire truck. If there's a fire or something going on, they're there to help.
Well, and you worked in Kentucky for a little while as an educator and coach, right?
I spent 14 years in Kentucky in education. I did.
I didn't really mean to get on with this, Sam, but I'm curious. What's the differences in being an educator in Kentucky and Tennessee? Is there better pay in Kentucky, or is there better benefits? Is it about the same?
Well, the pay is generally a little better in Kentucky, and we have a lot of people that sometimes will try to go there, and the retirement is better, but it's designed a little different. You know, Kentucky's a Commonwealth state, and so they when you're a teacher there, you rely on your retirement because you don't pay in Social Security.
Right.
And so whenever you retire, you're drawing a retirement and not Social Security. So I was fortunate, though, when I was working there, because I was still living primarily in Tennessee, mm-hmm. and farming,
mm-hmm.
and paying Social Security through my job, through the farm. So I was drawing a salary that a little bit higher because they didn't hold out the Social Security. But I was, in turn, when I filed my taxes, I was paying my Social Security and getting my credits there. So I was kind of getting both of those together, so that when I did retire, then that I was still eligible for the Social Security. So that helped a lot.
You had it figured out, didn't you?
my brother is Gibson's Tax Service there in Pickett County. Yeah. I'll throw him a plug in there.
Yeah.
He sort of kind of helps me and guides me through those things. So that's good to have.
Well, it's good to know people. I'm with Sam Gibson, Mayor of Byrdstown. Before we cut to break, Sam, I know we got a lot to talk about, but just to finish up on the budget right quick, no tax increase. The employees were able to get benefits from the raise. Was there anything else that was major? Was it just kind of status quo after that for the budget?
Yeah, pretty much that. And we've bought some things and done some things through the last few years and paid for them. We mm-hmm. kind of pay as we go. We've made some pretty good purchases over the years. The 11 years I've been there, we've built three parking lots there in the city limits, because parking is an issue there in Byrdstown. And we bought the area across the street there that we have a nice pavilion. It's probably visited more than anything. We've got a garage across the road that we purchased the land and restored. And so now in the last year bought the old shirt factory building there in Byrdstown, and we're cleaning it up and looking forward to having a something down the road that will really be a benefit to Byrdstown.
Perfect. Now, I want to talk a little bit more about that when we come back. This is Local Matters. This is Ben Rogers and Mayor Seb Gibson from Byrdstown. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to Local Matters. Byrdstown is the topic today, and the no better person to discuss Byrdstown than the mayor of Byrdstown, Sam Gibson. Sam, again, thank you for being here. You've been giving us a lot of good information. You mentioned before we broke about the city, the town buying the shirt factory and then repurposing some land in the garage. What do y'all think y'all might do with those spaces?
Well, you know, we purchased the land across the street from my office there, and it was a building that was between us and the pavilion area that we used for 4th of July activities and so forth. And we'd always rent it whenever we were getting ready to have an activity, just so that we could park there and so forth. And so when we got an opportunity to purchase it, we purchased the facility, and it was an old garage. And we looked at it and said, well, are we going to tear this down? Are we going to restore it? What are we going to do with it? And Chucky Wittenberg, he's a engineer here in Putnam County, mm-hmm. matter of fact, mm-hmm. C&E Engineering. He came up with a design, says, look what this would look like if you restored it. And so we took his design and said, maybe we could do that, because that would be a big asset to Byrdstown and give people a little something, you know, to kind of visit and look at. And yeah. So taking his design, we and some free labor from the county highway department, yeah. with some employees when they were free, yeah. and our own employees,
yeah.
we restored that building and made it into an old Gulf station. It looks just like the ones did back in the 50s, and with their gas pumps and even the things inside. And then the part back where the people worked on things, we made that into a museum. And so we just have so much good publicity from that. I mean, people stop and look at it, get their pictures made.
Yeah.
We put a sign, "Welcome to Byrdstown," out on the wall, and yep. We have that's a tourist attraction for Byrdstown.
Yeah, that's amazing. I need to get up there and see that. I haven't been able to visit the Gulf Station yet. That's phenomenal. And you mentioned 4th of July. Of course, we're past 4th of July, but you always have a big event up there.
We have a great 4th of July. We have that pavilion area is just filled with people. We'll have 30, 40 vendors there. We have music. We have games. We have some of the old-timey games.
Yeah.
One of the popular ones we have, and we kind of accidentally got into it, was we have an annual frog race.
Okay.
we go out on the Friday night before and catch a bunch of frogs and let the kids – that have probably never touched a frog before in their life. Get a frog, we put them on the fit, we put them on the starting line, and they'll turn them loose and get down and blow on them and clap at them and whatever. And we'll have they, when they get to the finish line. I mean, it's just you know it's just wonderful to watch those kids' actions whenever they get a hold of those.
Well, including all ages of the community on things is what brings people together, right?
And so it's packed there usually on the 4th of July, and then we'll have a lot of good music, lip sync, good music, and then we try to finish it off with fireworks at 9 o'clock, and we always have a good fireworks show.
Yeah.
You know, and this is these are things that we're able to give back to the county and the Upper Cumberland, because we'll have people there from other counties that come in and just park around close to where the fireworks are going to be and just to watch the fireworks show. So we spend a little money, but it's worth it because we bring the community together and have a good event.
We probably get some sponsors too, don't you, Sam, to help out with this cost?
We do a little. Yeah. We do. We don't ask for a lot because this is our way of giving back to the community.
Sure.
We provide free watermelon. If you're there, we'll have a stand set up, and the city provides. We'll get about 60 or 80 watermelons and cut them up and free watermelon for people. Usually good and hot, and nothing better than a good cold piece of watermelon. So. Kind of cool you off a little bit.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I want to come up sometime. We usually have family on the 4th of July, and I'll, of course, I always invite James, but he's always with you, and I don't blame him. It's a good place to be. And I guess probably people from Kentucky come down and visit, don't they?
We have a good group. We have a good turnout from people, you know, from the neighboring, you know, Kentucky, Jamestown, Livingston, all around, you know, that come in. Plus the tourists that are there at visiting Dale Hollow Lake, we'll have a good number of them that'll show up also.
Well, and that's part of your tourism, right, is the lake. I mean, that's been a big part of the history of Pickett County.
The lake is the big thing for Byrdstown and Pickett County because, you know, we get so many people that come in. If you want to look at anything negative, you'd say the tourists coming in have raised the property values considerably,
right?
Because you know the land in Pickett County is pretty expensive anymore.
Sure.
And it's because we have a lot of people that's come in through the Dale Hollow Lake and then eventually decided, hey, whenever we retire, we're coming back, and that's what's happening.
Yeah, there's some big old houses on that lake in Pickett County and Byrdstown. I've been by them.
We have some wonderful. And that helps the county out more so than the city with additional revenues, you know, from the taxes there. So,
but those people that buy those houses are coming to the city to eat and spend their money, right? So it working well together. And it's amazing to me. I'm not surprised, but I'm thankful. All of our small counties and cities in the Upper Cumberland are thriving because they're doing things like you are, right? You're finding ways with your council and working with the chamber and the county to find ways to bring people in and for the people that live there to have something to do. Instead of leaving the county to go do something, they can do it right there in Byrdstown.
Right. Being a little small county and having, you know, we're handicapped with a lot of little things because we don't have. But my daughter is a good example. Her and my niece are part of the activities committee. And we don't have a theater there in Pickett County, but through the summer we'll have movie nights on Friday night, and that we'll set up a screen, air screen, mm-hmm. that we'll blow it up and put it on the back of a big cattle trailer,
right.
Or, you know, and we'll set it up for the kids, and we'll have a bouncy house and a water slide on a Friday evening, and then all the way through into the night, and then when it gets dark, we'll start a movie.
Yeah.
And so we'll have four or five vendors there with different types of food and games and different things. But we'll have 400 or 500 people there.
Yeah.
And they're there because it's something to do. You know, it's something that they can come out. Good, safe place, mm-hmm. because we don't allow traffic there in the area. So it's a good, safe place for their kids. And they can enjoy it. And they can sit around. We'll put up picnic tables and they can sit around and eat and socialize and enjoy. And normally in the summertime, you know, it's just a good sun goes down. It's just great to be out and be able to do something.
Well, and part of the partnership you have with the county is law enforcement, right? I mean, the county's providing the law enforcement for the city as well.
Right. Yes, that's a good reason that we're able to save a little, have mm-hmm. a little money is because we – we do donate to the law enforcement every year out of our budget.
Yeah.
And that way they, you know, we're being very small, they provide us with the law enforcement, and it works out good for both of us.
Yeah. I think, again, just having that partnership relationship is great. I know, Sam, we got a few more things to talk about. I know we're going to get to the 5K and some other things going on in Burgetown, but we're up against the break. But I'm thankful for the information you've given us, because I've already learned I need to go to the Gulf Station. I need to go visit it in the museum and just come. Because since I changed careers, I don't get up in counties as much as I used to, and I'm going to start doing that a little bit more as a budget frees up. But I'm going to come up, me, you, and Stephen will have lunch. So we'll sit around and talk, and I want to see some of the things y'all are doing. So.
I think, and I'm taking that as an invitation that you're inviting me and Stephen out
that's
for lunch.
That's right. That's official.
That'll be good.
That's official. Folks, I'm with Sam Gibson. He is the mayor in Burgetown, talking all things going on up there. They've completed the budget, no tax increase, and they've done some improvements for keep people inside the town there and have fun without leaving. Great information so far. We'll be back in just a moment after this break. Welcome back to Local Matters. I'm visiting with Mayor Sam Gibson from Burgetown. Great information so far again, Sam. Thanks for being here. I love hearing the updates from our local communities, and no one better to tell me about Burgetown than you. We've covered a lot. So you do have one of the reasons you are here. You want to talk about an event you got coming up.
Right. We have coming up, be the next event that we have will be our 5K, and our 5K we have each year, and the money goes to St. Jude. And last year, even as small an area as we were still able to generate almost $30,000 that we sent to St. Jude, which is just a great amount of money. We have a good participation. We have good support for it. And I guess in our opinion, the cities that we feel like that's probably no better place that we could have an event to send money to than St. Jude. So we're really supportive of that. So we put a little effort into it, and it's all, you know, a lot of it takes a lot to do an mm-hmm. event, and we have a lot of volunteers because we try to make it as safe as possible. We'll have someone watching each of the roads that come out on the, you know, where we have the event lined up to go on the route, and we make it a safe, but it's really a good event.
Yeah.
And that's be October the 25th, and you know, Stonecom always comes up and helps us with that, and we just have a wonderful day with the 5K.
Do y'all, that's close to Halloween. Do y'all do anything related to Halloween at the 5K? Or?
Well, we don't. Once we did try it, we didn't have a lot of success. We did have some people to dress up a little bit, you know, and for it. But right after the 5K, we have what we call an event that we're really pleased to have, and that is called Dale Halloween.
Okay.
It's like Halloween, but it's Dale Hollow. Since we're there on the lake, so it's Dale Halloween, and we'll have that on Halloween, and we have that there at the pavilion. We'll have about 500. It's kind of like trunk or treat.
Right.
We'll have a lot of kids that come in. We'll let people come in, set up. We close it off so that it's safe. There's no vehicles moving.
Yeah,
and we let kids come in, and we'll have probably, I think last year we had like 35 people there to giving out food, and we had about 500 people to come through.
Wow. So where would the inspiration come for the 5K, Sam, to give that money to St. Jude? How did that come about?
Well, back that when we were doing that, when I started as mayor, Carol Franklin, who was one of our volunteers with the chamber back years ago, she got that going. And I think she knew some people that was there, because matter of fact, we had some we had an individual that had been there and with treatment there, and she participated 1 year with us in the 5K. But that was started with Carol back, I think, probably 15, 16 years ago.
Wow. I love it that people have a vision and a passion to give back and to serve others, right? I mean, that's
right.
It's a great cause. $30,000 is a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
Especially from a little town.
that's a lot. And we do. We have some really good support. We'll do a shirt with everybody's, you know, logo on the back of it. And it's really full. It's getting pretty full. And then we'll have a few people that will donate a little above and beyond, you know, $400 or $500 or more. And then we had one good contributor this year, and he said, hey, I'm a big supporter of St. Jude. whatever money y'all get out and make, he said, I'll match it.
Wow.
And that was just super
wow.
with that individual. And we're doing it without saying, hey, we don't want any recognition out of this. We just are glad to be able to do this. And that's those are the kind of people that, you know, that this world needs.
Yeah, absolutely. How many runners do y'all usually have?
Last year we had right at 100.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's really good.
Yeah.
Now, do you run in it, Sam?
I don't. look here, I've had two knees operated, and that's not the reason, but I'm usually working everything.
Yeah,
you know, we try to make it as safe as possible. We'll have a golf cart and ambulance and fire trucks and the law and people there. And you know, we're still a small country community out in the country, and we have to look at a little bit of dog control. I know that we're a little more loose with some of the restrictions than other people, and if they're not bothering people, we
sure.
still have a few there. So we have to kind of do a little dog control
yeah.
and prevention, and we've been fortunate; everything's gone pretty well. So
yeah, so I mean, you've grown up in Byrdstown. You've been there all your life, right? I mean, you taught in Kentucky, but you stayed in Byrdstown,
right.
lived there,
yes.
and you still farming.
Still farming, yes.
And you've done that probably all your life too, right?
Pretty much, yes.
I mean, and farming, is, would you say, still prevalent in Byrdstown and Pickett County?
It
a lot
is.
Of people still are farming?
It is, you know, and you know, we've gotten into, you know, back years ago, tobacco was one of the big things, and that's kind of gone aside now. Now cattle is one of the big things. And then we have a few, which I'm involved in, and my family is – is chicken houses. We do you know, chicken houses through Tyson, which is there in Albany in Kentucky.
Yep.
And so, you know, those are things that are still going on, and people can still do a little farming. The tobacco's kind of gone, though.
Well, I mean, they put so many restrictions on it, Sam. And I mean, I'm not a smoker, but tobacco is a big, you know, crop, cash crop for Tennesseans for its inception, and all these restrictions come down, and Tennesseans just kind of got to where they don't do it anymore. It's not worth the money or effort to go through the restrictions and do what you got to do. So my daddy and his brothers grew up raising tobacco.
Right, and we did through about 2003 or somewhere around there that we grew quite a bit. We had a pretty good amount, and it was a good family. It was a good event that families could get together to do, because we did most of our stripping of tobacco
Thanksgiving
in a garage.
Yeah,
our Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
with the family, all everybody gathering
yeah.
up and getting together. And,
yep.
and it's not as much like work when everybody's there and having a good time and everything. So
yeah, my yeah. daddy and uncles used to tell stories about they're stripping and or raising tobacco and then stripping it to when it's that time, and it is a family event. You know, it's everybody's all in, but it's also you're doing it together. It's a good time. And I'll say this: I worked in it some growing up. I don't miss it. It's hard work.
Absolutely. No, we have a lot of discussions, because I still have people, you know, some of my city council members that I have right now helped us whenever we were doing tobacco, because they were students in school, maybe a ball players that were playing basketball when I was coaching, and I'd get those kids out, and they'd help us in the tobacco and stuff. And we had a good discussion on that just the other day about, you know, them there working, and they realized my wife and kids were right there.
What's and speaking of commerce, and which farming is for Tennesseans and everybody, what's in the old Hutchinson building now that's in Byrdstown? Is there something there? Is there a business or industry there? And is it Fitzgerald Hutchinson building that was
yeah.
there?
Mm-hmm. XOS. There,
okay.
The building now is steel trucks. You know, Fitzgerald had it with trucks, and XOS is doing battery trucks there
okay.
right now. So yeah, they're active, probably working about 25 or 30 people.
Okay.
I think they're a little connected with California, out of California, with the company, and but they're yeah, they're still operating. Fitzgerald is, they're across the road doing, you know, more repairs,
right.
you know, repairs with trucks, and you know, Tommy's son is in Rigman doing the repairs on trucks there, you know.
Well, there's a lot of trucks on the road to be repaired, there right?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's never going to stop. That, talking about commerce, that's how commerce happens, is all the logistics going on. And so do you get a lot of calls or requests for information, Sam, about businesses coming to Byrdstown, any potential new ones?
We do, but we're a little bit, you know, we just don't have spots for them.
Right.
You know, if we had a – most places that we get contact from are wanting a building that's probably got a 12, 15-foot ceiling inside roof that's that tall enough that they can put a, you know, work inside. And they want a concrete floor and an area to employ, you know, 50 or 60 people. We don't have a building like that, or we don't have a net. We're in the process, and we have gone through and looked at some areas, but we just don't have anything right now.
Right. Well, and I'm sure it's a focus to maybe get there one day. But again, you're limited on size, but it's a great town. I could see why people want to go there. I mean, you've mentioned several things today that makes it appealing and it makes it a wonderful place to live. And your job as mayor and the council that there's to provide a quality of life for your residents, and part of that's industry, right? So you're always trying to think of things to do to improve what people can do in the county and in the town. Sam, when are we going to play golf? I've only got to play with you once.
Yeah, yeah. I'm. You know, a lot of people, because I'm a little different than most mayors. I dress like this, like I'm ready to go play golf at any time. I don't play nearly as much as I need to or would like to, but I'm, you know, weekends. Tuesday afternoons, my family get together and go to Livingston and play in the little scramble. So, but yeah, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
I enjoyed playing with you and my son. And
yeah,
and
well, when we played, we got to play with Mayor Mason from Smith County and Mayor Lowry from Sparta. And, you know, we didn't do too bad that day. We shot all right that
right.
day. Yeah, we wasn't too bad. I didn't play too bad. Actually, I didn't embarrass myself too bad. So, but no, I enjoy it. Sam, I appreciate you being here. I enjoy visiting with you and, of course, appreciate your family. I've since I've been in county government for 20 years, I know you wasn't the mayor when I started. I think Billy Robbins was the mayor when I was in CTAS, and he did a good job. But you come in and just kept going forward, and that helps not only Byrdstown, but it helps the county, and I appreciate the service you do.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, and you know, I'm enjoying the job that I've got. Mm-hmm. and if I didn't feel like that we were doing some improvements and making some things look a little better and for the community and things that people are satisfied with, then I'd just go on home, because, you know, I want to feel that, you know, I am doing something that is beneficial to Byrdstown.
Well, you are. So thank you for that. If you ever need anything, let me know, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate
folks,
it.
I've had Mayor Sam Gibson on, the mayor of Byrdstown. What a wonderful conversation with him. Updates for everything going on in Byrdstown. Just grateful for him and his service and his family. Folks, remember, it's a lot easier to smile than a frown. Make somebody's day. Be kind to one another. Love don't hate. Love gets us through, and just be good to everybody. Enjoy my time with Sam. Hope you have too, and we'll see you next time.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.